नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 84, The Sage's Teachings at Kurukshetra. And today's text is number 11. Ready? 10, 84, 11. Na hyam mayani tirthani, na deva mrichchila maya, te punantyuru kalena, darshanad eva sadhava, na Na hyam mayani tirthani, na deva mrichchila maya, te punantyuru kalena, darshanad eva sarva. Na hyam mayani tirthani, na deva mrichchila maya, te punantyuru kalena, darshanad eva sarva. Deities, mrit of earth, Shila and stone. Maya, compose. Te, they. Punanti, purify. Urukalina, after a long time. Darshanat, by being seen. Eva, only. Sadhava, saints. Translation. Mere bodies of water are not the real sacred places of pilgrimage, nor are mere images of earth and stone the true worshipable deities. These purify one only after a long time, but saintly sages purify one immediately upon being seen. Purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Because the personality of Godhead is absolute, the Supreme Spirit, any representation of Him, whether manifested in stone, paint, sound, or any other authorized medium, is none different from His original form in the topmost spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan. But ordinary demigods are not absolute, being infinitesimal spirit souls, or infinitesimal, Srila Prabhupada said, infinitesimal spirit souls, and thus representations of the demigods are not identical with Him. Worship of demigods or ritual bathing in a sanctified place gives only limited benefit to those who lack transcendental faith in the Supreme Lord. On the other hand, great Vaishnava saints like Vyasadeva, Narada, and the four Kumaras are always absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and thus they are veritable moving theatres, places of pilgrimage. Even a moment's association with them, especially by hearing their glorification of the Lord, can deliver one from all material entanglement. As King Yudhishthir said to Vidura, Bhavad Vidha Bhagavatas Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Vibho Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani Swanta Stena Gadabrita. My Lord, devotees like your good self are verily holy places personified. Because you carry the personality of Godhead within your heart, you turn all places into places of pilgrimage. That's from Bhagavatam 1.13.30. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Om Gyanati Nirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Yutam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupat Karamahyam Dharati Swapadantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaiti Gadadhar Shivasari Vohatavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, the verse again says, mere bodies of water are not the real sacred places of pilgrimage, nor are mere images of earth and stone the true worship of the deities. These purify one only after a long time, but saintly sages purify one immediately upon being seen. So, this verse quoted here by Vidura, Bhavad Vidha Bhagavatas. I like to read parts of the purport that Srila Prabhupada gave. It says, the personality of Godhead is omnipresent by His diverse potencies everywhere. Just as the power of electricity is distributed everywhere within space. Similarly, the Lord's omnipresence is perceived and manifested by His unalloyed devotees like Vidura, just as electricity is manifested in an electric bulb. A pure devotee like Vidura always feels the presence of the Lord everywhere. He sees everything in the potency of the Lord, and the Lord he sees in everything. The holy place is all over the earth, are meant for purifying the polluted consciousness of the human being by an atmosphere surcharged with the presence of the Lord's unalloyed devotees. If anyone visits a holy place, he must search out the pure devotees residing in such holy places. Take lessons from them, try to apply such instructions in practical life, and thus gradually prepare oneself for the ultimate salvation, going back home, back to Godhead. To go to some holy place of pilgrimage does not mean only to take a bath in the Ganges or Jamuna, or to visit the temples situated in those places. One should also find representatives of Vidura who have no desire in life save and except to serve the personality of Godhead. Personality of Godhead is always with such pure devotees because of their unalloyed service, which is without tinge of fruitive action or utopian speculation. They are in the actual service of the Lord, specifically by the process of hearing and chanting. The pure devotees hear from the authorities and chant, sing, and write of the glories of the Lord. Mahamuni Vyasadeva heard from Narada, and then he chanted in writing. Shukadeva Goswami studied from his father, and he described it to Maharaj Parikshit. That is the way of Srimad Bhagavatam. So by their actions, the pure devotees of the Lord can render any place into a place of pilgrimage, and the holy places are worth the name only on their account. Such pure devotees are able to rectify the polluted atmosphere of any place, and what to speak of a holy place rendered unholy by the questionable actions of interested persons who try to adopt a professional life at the cost of the reputation of a holy place. So, this last sentence here, and what to speak of a holy place rendered unholy by the questionable actions of interested persons who try to adopt a professional life at the cost of the reputation of a holy place. So, the holy persons, the sages, this is being described now only because the sages actually came to the arena and at a time when Krishna and Balaram, and of course we see how Krishna and Balaram, how they actually respected the sages and paid obeisances to them even. And just to show the power and the purity of the sages. These sages include many, many great personalities, Narada, Vyas, so many others were there, Ashita, Devala. So all these are great, great personalities who reside in different parts of the world. And for them to come here just to be part of the festivities there at Kurukshetra, to say that Kurukshetra, many of them have to travel many, many thousands of miles to get there. The distance between from Dwarka to Kurukshetra was considered to be about maybe a little bit less than 1,000 miles, probably the distance from Orlando to New York. and they made this trip. So Srila Prabhupada describes how the devotees, those who are following the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are so important, their association is so important. Srila Prabhupada himself, we see how he made up the system by which the preaching should go on. He set up a system by which the preaching should go on, and by himself, by his own activities, by his own actions, we see he's giving association. By giving his association to others, then other people become devotees themselves. He tried in so many ways because he understands the system of giving association of the Supreme Lord. He himself, having studied and having practiced profusely and being pure at heart himself, being born in a Vaishnava family, and knowing the importance of giving this Vaishnava association to others, and if he was going to be successful, then he would have to give this association. And so, so much struggle he had gone through to come to America, and then coming to America, giving his association to the people of New York and other places. Struggled so hard, but didn't give up. And of course, by his association, so many people have been touched, and they themselves became devotees and carrying out the message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to read a few more verses that describes the devotees, describe those who are great devotees of the Lord, what kind of qualities they have and what they teach. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is from 3.15.25. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the devotees' desirable qualities are described to be 26 in number. 26 qualities of a devotee, but it's described here a little different words. He is very kind. He does not quarrel with anyone. He accepts Krishna consciousness as the highest goal of life. He is equal to everyone. No one can find fault in his character. He is magnanimous, he is mild and always clean, internally and externally. He does not profess to possess anything in this material world. He is a benefactor to all living entities. He is peaceful and is a soul completely surrendered to Krishna. He has no material desire to fulfill. He is meek and humble, always steady, and has conquered the sensual activities. He does not eat more than required to maintain body and soul together. He is never mad after material identity. He is respectful to all and does not demand respect for himself. He is very grave, very compassionate, and very friendly. He is poetic, he is expert in all activities, and he is silent in nonsense. In 3.25.21, that famous verse is also describing different qualities of the devotee, of the sadhu. Titikshava karunika suhida sarvadehinam ajata shatrava shanta sadhava sadhu bhushanaha. The symptoms of a sadhu are that he is tolerant, merciful, and friendly to all living entities. He has no enemies, he is peaceful. He abides by the scriptures and all his characteristics are sublime. And again, we see all these different qualities in Srila Prabhupada. And even a moment's association, it is described, even a moment's association with such a sadhu, with such a great personality, is enough to purify that person's heart and to make him dedicated to the preaching of the Lord's holy names, the Lord's message to the world. In 1.18.13, even the moments, this is the verse that says, Tulayama lavena pi naswargam napunar bhavam. Bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utta shishaha. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee cannot be compared to being transferred to heavenly planets or even merging within the Brahman effulgence in complete liberation. For living entities who are destined to give up the body and die, association with pure devotees is the highest benediction. So, even in ISKCON, we have seen Srila Prabhupada, when he went to the Soviet Union, he really wanted to go to the Soviet Union, and by the mercy of the Lord, he was able to meet one such person, Ananta Shanti. And just by his coming there and giving his association to that, even that one person, we see what is taking place now in Russia because of one person. And he has done a lot, actually, Ananta Shanti. He has done so much. It was so difficult to do any kind of preaching in the Soviet Union in those days. Everything was controlled. And he had one little pamphlet or something. He was copying it, and then he was handing it out to others and talking to people about it. And it's not like we here in America, you're free to hand things out and people take it. You have to constantly look out for the guards, for the security guards, for the police, and if you're caught, the penalty is so great. So he took all that risk to hand these pamphlets out and to give the message out. And then little by little, over the years, we see how the preaching actually took off. Now we have so many thousands of devotees there in Soviet Union, and it is spreading like wildfire. In Madhya 2283, it is described, the root cause of devotional service, the root cause of devotional service to Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, association with devotees is still most essential. So the association of devotees is so important. In that other verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita talks about the five limbs of devotional service. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shravan. Yeah. So anyway, that verse describes the devotional service and the association of devotees is so important. All these five limbs of devotional service, which Srila Prabhupada inserted within the morning program for us. The morning program, we come together, we associate with the devotees, Mangalarti, beginning at Mangalarti. We chant the names of Nam Kirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, we listen to the Bhagavatam, Murtir Seva, we offer worship to the deities, and Mathura Vas, we reside in a holy place like Mathura, Nura Manreti, so many other tirthas around the world. So these five things are there to help us to become more purified, to engage us in the activity of the great souls, of the great devotees of the Lord. Indrajumna Maharaj, I like his story of coming to the movement. The four sannyasis who were expelled from the movement for calling Srila Prabhupada, I think they were referring to Prabhupada as God, as far as I remember. And Prabhupada, he did not, that was one of the things that he did not like at all whatsoever, and that should not be preached, that he was God. He was godly, but he wasn't God. And so he expelled these four sannyasis, including Vishnu Jan Maharaj. And Indrajumna Maharaj said he was very attracted to Vishnu Jan Maharaj. They came to his place in that area. They were traveling and they happened to pass by there. And Indrajumna Maharaj described how they said that they were in the area and they were in a park. And the four sannyasis were there and they were speaking to the people in general. And now we're going to tell you about Krishna. And it says that many of the people left, and just himself and his wife, ex-wife, that they were the two of them were the only ones who stayed and listened. And then they said, you're going to talk about Krishna. And then Indrajumna Maharaj said he remembered that he read somewhere before that Krishna was a blue boy. And he was excited to hear about this blue boy. But that association that they got Even though someone may say, well, they were just pretty new devotees. You know, they were sannyasis, but they were not as pure and as powerful as Srila Prabhupada. But they were disciples, and they know the philosophy, they know Krishna. they were devotees. So sometimes someone may say, well, who is a pure devotee? And that description is already given. If you can chant Hare Krishna, you can tell someone something about Krishna, you are a devotee. And Prabhupada said, how many devotees we have in the movement? Very early, in the early part of the movement. How many devotees? Someone asked actually, how many pure devotees are there? And he turned to the devotees and said, how many devotees we have in the movement, in our movement now? Many of them were still practicing and trying to overcome the vices. And someone mentioned some number. He said, whatever number was, you know? Whatever number it is, he mentioned. And he said, so many pure devotees we have in the movement. So, each devotee can convince someone else. Our idea is not necessarily to convert and convince people. Our idea is to give people the chance, open the knowledge up for everyone else, and let them make choice for themselves. In this way, we are spreading the message. We have gotten the message, and we know the power of the message and the peace and the happiness and so forth that we are feeling. We are experiencing how the suffering of the world is being relieved from us, and therefore we want to spread that to others. That's what everybody is looking for. Everyone is trying to find peace and happiness in the world. How so much suffering is here? How to have a relief of the pain, the suffering of the world. And Prabhupada said one time that we're explaining to everybody how to follow in their own religious system, how to follow their system. And if they do that, then they will they will actually find some relief. They will actually find some relief, some peace in their lives. Association with devotees is recommended by all the shastras, because by even a moment of such association, one can receive the seed for all perfection. In the beginning of his life, Ajamil was certainly very pure, and he associated with devotees and Brahmins. Because of that pious activity, even though he was fallen, he was inspired to name his son Narayan. And in another place, Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna himself has inspired Ajamil within the heart to name his son Narayan. When one, because he was associating with devotees earlier in his life, and so there are so many other examples that are there. In 10.10.41, it says, Sadhunam samachittanam. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no longer darkness for one's eyes. Similarly, when one is face to face with a sadhu, a devotee, who is fully determined and surrendered to the Supreme Lord, one will no longer be subject to material bondage. When in that play that we did here, Tamakrishna Maharaj had a dream where Srila Prabhupada was being helped and assisted by all the acharyas to be able to do this service of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement in the world. He was describing there that Krishna had asked Ganga Devi to come to the world to purify the Kali Yuga. And she was unwilling to come, saying that there are so many sinful people on the earth that they are going to come and bathe in my waters, and they are going to contaminate it so badly. And Krishna promised her, don't worry, that there will be saints and purified men who will be coming from the west, and they will bathe in your waters. And when they come and bathe, because they are pure, they will purify your waters. And then she said, okay, I'll go. So, that is the power of devotees, purified devotees, saints and sages, those who are absorbed in the message of the Lord, those who are absorbed in the devotional activities. Okay, so I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Corrections? Yes, Dhamraj Guru.
Hare Krishna. So anyway, I was just wanting to add a little on that Indrajuna Maharaj's pastime.
Okay.
That what he explained, what caused him to actually surrender. That when he met these four devotees, they were talking about surrendering to Krishna, that Krishna provides. So he said, if you can convince me that Krishna provides, then I would surrender. So the same time they were just having this discussion, a man came out from a store and he came up to the four sannyasis. It was some shoe store. He had a pair of sneakers in his hand. And he came up and he said, if any one of you, if this sneaker fits any one of you, then you can have it. So at that time, Vishnu Janaswami, he was barefooted. And when he tried the sneaker, it was his exact size. So then he said, you see, Krishna provides, because just then that happened. So at that point he said, okay, I would surrender. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Same time, same day. It was a 700 some dollar for whole week income to pay the rent and everything. And in that festival, by the next day, the whole check is cashed. He got nothing left. So surrender was proven there. Like he served the Vaishnava, give everything, and as a result, he gave himself to Vishnu.
Jai. Adidev Prabhu.
I have another Vishnu Janaswami story. Because I watched he and a devotee named Dwija Hari leave Austin, Texas, where I joined. We had this tiny little temple. And the two of them went to San Antonio and started doing the same thing that Vishnu Janaswami did. He'd go out in the public, sit down somewhere with a harmonium, beat up harmonium, and play it and sing. And then when somebody would come and sit down, he'd start talking to them. He would ask them if they could provide him a place to stay. They had nothing, you know, literally. And so these two women invited them to stay in this very small place. And then they somehow or other found another place, it was this little apartment. And so myself and some other devotees would hitchhike from Austin to San Antonio to be with him, because he was like our mother. Our mother, our brother, our guru, our everything. And so Dwija Hari, he would make chapatis, and he'd make a little bit of sweet rice, and he'd put the sweet rice inside the chapati, roll it up, and put a toothpick in it, and he'd have a plate of these, and he would take them down to the farmer's market, and he would ask if they would donate, you know, fruits and vegetables for their feast. And by gosh, you know, it kept happening. You know? I mean, I watched the whole thing grow. Finally, there was one religious group, I think they were Quakers, that gave us a two-story house.
Wow.
I mean, we're talking with no funds at all, you know. And Vishnu Janaswami got painted the floors, went to an army surplus, got these beautiful white parachutes donated, put them inside of each room, in the center of each room, and created these tents so that the light and the floors were painted like, you know, turquoise and red and yellow. And the light from the windows would come and hit these parachutes and cause the whole room to glow, whatever color the floor was. You know, the color would bounce up. I mean, it was incredible, you know, to watch this thing. You know, we'd go down there like, you know, every 3 or 4 weeks to get, you know, pumped up again to go back to Austin. And I just watched this thing build.
Krishna provides.
Krishna was provided.
Anything from the women's side? Okay. We'll stop there. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.